People don't know who Robert Brown is, but he's considered the grandfather of America. He was the first separatist in England, originally came from Norwich, but his family lived in Lilford. He started the first separatist movement in England. They were called the Brownists. When the Mayflower sailed over to America with all the pilgrims, all of them but two were considered Brownists. At a grand old age of in his 70s, he was arrested in Northampton, and he died in Northampton jail, which is why he's buried here.
This monument to him here, the lettering on his name is being wiped away over the years. But I wonder how many people actually know that this is here.
No, this is one of the big problems, I think, with it all, is that people don't know who he is, why he's here, and is national and internationally important.
We're in front of Sessions House now, home of the County Council, who knows for how much longer. But this is an incredible building as well, and really nobody quite knows what's going to happen with it.
No, its future's far from uncertain. But again, it's one of the most important buildings within Northampton. It's the first public building built after the Great Fire. Its history of people who have been tried is huge. The witch trials took place here in the 1600s. The story that goes inside it in the main courtroom is that in the ceiling there is a cherub and the devil with its tongue sticking out. The legend always was that if a defendant told a lie, the tongue would waggle. And in more recent years, they've actually found a mechanism from the judge's chair up around to the tongue so he could waggle it and declare somebody guilty or innocent. And here's another thing. We're now standing outside the Town and County Club. This was the original Northampton Infirmary. This is not only the first hospital in Northampton, it's also one of the first, if not the first, town hospitals in England. So again, another important part of the town that's not talked about and not included.
Yeah, there is a little plaque on the wall here, but I walk up and down here, I've never even noticed that before.
No, so. And this is it. People, unless you know they're there, people do just walk past it.
One of the interesting things when you're walking through Northampton is a lot of the history that there is here isn't necessarily seen now. It's not even here. We did lose an awful lot in the fire, but we're down Gold Street at the moment, and this in itself was an important place at one stage.
Oh, yes, it was a major road, and it's quite actually key if you look at the names of the streets. The buildings might have gone, but the streets still hold their name. We're standing outside College Street. College Street was the extent of the Saxon Burr, which was a royal burgh. Nobility and kings would be coming to Northampton even as early as 700 AD. And College Street gets his name not from the chip shop, however how good it was. The actual name comes from the fact that All Saints was an Augustinian college, and so that's where the canons actually lived, was in College Street.
In some ways it's quite easy to have a walk around the town centre, say these things aren't being celebrated as much as they can, but how do you think we can celebrate something that's not here anymore?
But they're still here. The roads are still here. The events that happened in those roads are still here. We just need to be talking about them more and sharing them with the people and showing that they're not just living in a rundown town. They're living in a town of national importance.
And of course, Northampton in the past has been the centre of the country in terms of our parliament, the biggest university in the country at one point. So.
Exactly. And there is so much. Lots of national decisions are made here. Our castle was one of the biggest castles in England. National events took place in those castles. Richard III, hugely important in the history. Everybody knows Richard III, but how many people knows that he's run for the throne starts in Northampton Market Square?
And instead we all talk about Richard III and Leicester.
Exactly. And when they found Richard's body up in Leicester, I was shouting from the rooftops, well, look, just tell them this is where it happened. All you've got to do is come off the motorway a couple of stops early and come into Northampton. But nobody did. We're now at the site of St Gregory's Church. It's the site of a scheduled ancient monument. You can actually see, if you look round the fence, pieces of the brickwork still there and the rubble of the stonework, completely useless. And this is also the site that in the 1500s became Northampton's first grammar school, which is why it's called Free School Street. Massively important.
This looks just like a car park. I mean, this reminds me of a tour a long time ago where I went to Berlin, and they showed us on the tour where Hitler's bunker had been, and they've deliberately built a car park over it. Yes. Now, that's something that everybody wants to forget, but the history here, we don't want to forget it.
No, it wasn't that many years ago that underneath all that rubble, you can still see the walls. They're still there. It's just covered up by undergrowth and rubbish and mess.
I want to maybe give a bit of a boost maybe to the Borough Council, put slightly the other side to it. I mean, they have got one or two ongoing projects which look like they're going quite well. First of all, you look at the museum, which is now getting closer to finally opening. I know it's been a long time closed, but that looks like it's going to be a really impressive building when it's open.
Oh, yes.
And also, although they needed a bit of a kick to get it done, Eleanor Cross is now completed as well. So things are happening.
But the problem is that we've had so many years of neglect that things are that do need looking after and saving are in a far worse state of what they ever were. It will take a long time to put them right and to bring them back, but we just can't ignore them. We've got a block of wood standing in front of us now. It's hugely important because it shows where the Saxon Palace was in Northampton. But it's tucked away. Nobody can see it. Nobody knows it's there.
Well, it's more than tucked away at the moment. It's behind a construction site.
Exactly, but up until they started doing this construction work, you could come round here and actually have a look at it. People coming off the railway station wouldn't know it was there.
And we've now walked from the BBC Radio Northampton studio at the top of Abington Street pretty much all the way down to our railway station, and really there hasn't been more than a couple of hundred yards we haven't found another historic place.
No, and there's several more as well that I actually haven't mentioned. Another one, for example, is our library, the Central Library. Who would have known that the first children's library in the world is actually built in Central Library, and that's 1910. Looking down Bridge Street at the bottom, you've got what's now the restaurant, a very fine restaurant it is too. But also, that's an old medieval building. That's part of St John's Hospital, which has been there since the 12th, 13th century. So again, hugely important in the town's history. But today, it's just considered a restaurant. We have got plenty of medieval buildings around. We've just got to know where to look for them.
Place that's pretty close to your heart, Northampton's Market Square. Tell us why you think it's such a special area.
So much history has taken place here, all the way through its history since 1235 when it was first founded. This is where royal buyers came to buy products, and even going back to the 13, 1400s, you have people coming from Europe selling here. Long before we had our German markets, there are riots that take place. Political riots take place here. Edward IV was here. He stood in the market square, and there is a very detailed account of Edward IV standing in the middle of the market square as the people of Northampton were trying to execute the Duke of Somerset in 1462. And Edward IV had to draw his sword to protect the Duke of Somerset. The only way he stopped the local people was to get a medieval tun of wine, which is 250 gallons, parked it in the middle of the market square. And while everybody was getting gloriously drunk, that's when he managed to escape with Somerset. When the town was redesigned in 1300, it was designed around the market square. So this is the beating heart of the town.
I mean, the Borough Council and other authorities might argue that they have tried to do things, short of a load of wine in the middle of it. They have tried to do things to improve the area, that some of the failings with the market are simply down to market forces, to big outside retailers. What more could they do?
Keep it as it is for a start. There are 11 listed buildings around the market. If you tidied the square up, put cafes around it, much as they do in France, it would make a lovely place to come. Even go back to our medieval roots and have different fairs.
We're still in the market square, and as is sadly so much the case with quite a lot of shop fronts and so on, we're standing in front of an abandoned building. But this is an abandoned building which has got a lot of significance for you personally.
Yes, we're looking at the site of actually my own family's confectioner's shop that used to be here in the mid to late 1800s. To see this as well, you can look back at old photos, and you can see the name Ingram emblazoned across the front of it, next to the old Peacock Hotel.
So even your own personal history is being neglected in Northampton.
Exactly, and probably why I think that I'm always so passionate about looking after the town's history, because it's actually in my DNA.